I want to do something with
one
to him.
Good idea.
Just one good idea.
We need to come up with one good idea.
I want to take this baby Yoda that I have here. He's somewhat other. Don't look at his feet, but or his hands. Just look at his head. I really want
just
him.
Look at him.
It's a very realistic up top, and I want to like do something funny to him, like give him a fancy hat, turn him into like a pimp baby Yoda, pimp Grogu.
Was it?
I don't know, something. Give him a top hat or give him a yarmulke.
Grow guy.
Grow guy.
Turn him into grow guy, bro. He's the grow guy.
Ooh, what if I could get a baby like Trump wig?
Can you do a Trump impression, but speaking in reverse like Yoda?
I'm trying. You don't make me laugh.
I know. I have to like think of a sentence.
I know.
Do or do not, there is no try. I tell you.
Good job. I'm so proud of you.
That was terrible.
Welcome back, everybody. It's been a while.
Dude, this week, I'm sorry, past like 3 weeks, because I think we went 2 weeks without doing one of these, because life sucks. So many things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
My son has been sick. He was sick all week. He would throw up once a day, don't know why, not having a fever, nothing wrong with him, no symptoms, not sad or showing discomfort, happy as all get out. And then we'd get
happy as a clam, out of throw up, blowing chunks, I tell ya. That little boy loves his chunks.
oh gosh, never mind, I was going to get into some Biden moments. Let's save that for later. Save the good stuff for the end. But he was throwing up in the car, and me and my wife have these really like bougie car seats where they spin like 360 degrees, so you don't have to like put them in sideways. It's for like people that don't want to do the extra work and are lazy. But they have a lot of like mechanical pieces that are all at the base, and when a baby throws up all over himself in the car, it just seeps into all those little gears, and it's great. So that's what I've been doing like once a day.
When did he stop doing this?
Like 3-4 days ago.
Okay, thank God. Because you threw this baby on me.
Oh yeah, no, he's been good. I don't know, he's fine. But
I came over to Mac's house and he's like, "That's cool, man. Good to see you. Here's a child," and ran away.
Yes, yes. It's kind of
put
like,
me in a cage with his son.
It's like I cooked a grenade and just threw it to you. I said, "Good luck."
I don't want that white pea grenade, dude. Anyways.
Oh god.
So funny. Oh my goodness.
This is something I so on in person, me and you, not recording on a podcast or even on the podcast, we make jokes about, you know, some people are sometimes mentally challenged and
Jesus Christ, we might make a joke about it.
Here's the thing.
Why must you start off so hot?
Because I'm going to tell you how much of a terrible person I am. I don't say jokes like that to make fun of someone who is mentally challenged, but more of like it's situationally funny or it would be funny in the moment. But so not you, I'm not making fun of the person with a disability.
Are you calling back to the Michael Scott quote where he says, "You don't call retarded people retarded. It's in bad taste. You call your friends retarded when they're acting retarded."
Yeah. You call your friends retards when
that's
they're acting.
That's the
retarded.
Michael Scott quote basically. From The Office.
Yeah, no, and I think that's perfectly allowable. So I was just like scrolling through Instagram, and I think you know who Carlos Mencia is? He kind of took over the Dave Chappelle role after he went AWOL and stopped making skit shows.
No.
Well, anyways, he was a Mexican guy, made a skit show. Well, he does a little joke where when he calls someone an idiot, he goes, he like does the whole, tilts his head to the side, takes his arm, and he goes, like, it's stupid. Did not age well. Anyways, I kind of think that's lame. Like, don't actually make fun of retarded people. So I was scrolling through Instagram and I came across this page and there's this girl and she was acting really stupid. And I was like, "What are you doing? Why would you act like that? Like, you're obviously not mentally challenged.
She was, wasn't she?
She's on the TV show Love on the Spectrum.
Oh my god! the funny part
I was like, that's not funny. That's such bad taste. Why would you do that? Why are you acting this way?
It's so funny that you're like, yeah, I saw this clip or watched this video. It's like you're watching this entire show and had no idea what the name of the show was. This is a really weird.
No, like, it's just her Instagram, I guess, pulled up on
why is such a weird version of The Bachelorette? I'm so confused.
I didn't watch Love on the Spectrum, but I learned who she was.
With trains, I don't understand.
But she was like acting crazy, and I was thinking she's just like a normal person, but she's got like severe autism, and like, turns out I'm the asshole.
Turns out you might have some mental problems.
Turns out I've got autism.
Clearly,
it is a spectrum. All right,
it is, and my friend might be on it.
It's possible.
You know, there's a test you can take online.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You can just boot it. We can just do that for the podcast.
I'm okay with that.
Is it bad that I'm kind of in the position of like ignorance is bliss? Yeah. I would overthink it way too much if I had it.
No, let's do it.
Because I'm probably slightly autistic. Let's be real. I get obsessed over the weirdest things.
Oh, so do I. But I love Legos, so. I mean, what am I going to do, you know?
You're a little autistic, but just with Legos. Yeah, man. It's been a very busy week. I've been in the process of moving, so that's been fun.
Nice.
That's all I got is that I've been in the process of moving. I wrote down a couple of funny things that happened to me in the past couple of weeks. Sometimes if something absurd happens, and sometimes the first thing that comes to my mind is, oh, I got to talk about this on the podcast. So I open up a note that says podcast and I type it in.
Oh man.
But I don't always
remember. I would love to do that. I would do that. I would totally do that.
Does the same thing.
I do the same thing. I've been scrolling through Instagram way too much because a lot of the stuff I've been like thinking about is just stuff that have pulled up on my feed and has either annoyed me or been just like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Like the whole, sorry, this may seem a little bit misogynistic. Have you seen the question?
Dude, you are firing on. We are not even 10 minutes in and you're like, you know how
it's not really misogynistic.
Have mental retardation. That's cool. Let's talk about it. Also, I hate women.
Also, women. Am I right? No. Have you seen the question they've been asked where it's like, would you rather be stuck with a bear in the woods or a man in the woods? And they're all going like, a bear, definitely.
No. Wait, women are responding to
this? Is a thing. There's like, it's like a man on the street question. They're just going up to random chicks. And it's like, would you rather be stuck with a man in the middle of the woods or a bear?
So they're asking if you'd rather be stuck with a man or die. A bear is just gonna kill you, dude.
Especially a woman who doesn't have a deep like voice, and
you know what I mean. Deep voice ain't doing shit against a bear.
You've heard like the whole like make yourself big and just yell as loud as you can,
dude. If a bear wants to kill you, he's gonna kill you. The end.
Well,
it's
true.
A bear.
True. True.
I've been listening to too much Joe Rogan. That's all he talks about. He's like, man, people think they can. People think that they can. You know, stand up against bears, but they can't. Let me try to do a Joe Rogan impression of him doing wild beast impressions. It's crazy. You walk into
that gets thrown around so much. Like I've seen him do a bear impression way too much. No, but I've seen that, and they're all picking the bear, and I'm just like, you can't talk to a bear.
I think that's what they're thinking.
Just assume that all men are just going to rape you?
I think so.
Why? Why don't you just carry a gun?
Yeah, that's the American
They can't rape a gun.
Joe Rogan impersonating wild animals. That's where we're going with this podcast today. My favorite clip is still the edited Miley Cyrus one where she's like, people think that I'm crazy, but like, I'm really not crazy. Yeah, right.
I gotta tell you, the AI stuff that's been going on, we've talked about that before, it's not failing. It's great. I love it. I love people like just pretending that Joe Rogan is talking to like a freaking horse. I don't know. Just like all the random stuff that's coming out of it. It's great. And the editing on Joe Rogan's podcast.
But the best part is you don't have to have the AI for the funny moments. Like, I love when he impersonates animals and like wild bears and stuff. So non-ironically. And yep. he doesn't laugh after he does it. He's like, no, it's crazy. You be walking through the woods. Just, and then he just goes right back to a conversation. It's crazy. Like this one. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, fucking crazy 800 pound silverback bursting through the trees. Oh, it's right in your face. He's got fangs and only eats.
I just want to make sure your baby's got. It's so ridiculous. Dude, this might
He's
be the
not
first
wrong
time
either.
Your wife might come downstairs and be like, are you guys okay?
I think my baby who can't walk will walk downstairs and say, are you guys okay?
If you're.
My baby is about to turn one.
If your one-year-old son walks down on two legs and goes, what the fuck are you guys doing down here?
He's got a Joe Swanson voice. Crunk.
Hey, you guys keep it down. Trying to catch up on some Z's. All right, I'm going back to bed.
Sorry, I'm so obsessed right now with watching Joe Rogan.
Man, this is great podcast etiquette. Watching videos on your phone, not even letting us all hear it.
Hold on. Let me give you my favorite one, and then we'll be done, because this is not good for podcast, but here we go. It's loading. I don't have good service down here, and I'm not connected to your Wi-Fi.
Well, maybe you should connect to my Wi-Fi.
I had to reset my network settings. My phone was doing weird stuff.
Oh, my phone. I have a fancy new iPhone. I can't even get it connected to anything because it doesn't work. I'm Tyler. I can do backflips and stuff.
Okay. I'll leave. But, yeah, man. Oh, here we go.
Like, all of a sudden, I'd be trying to prove that I'm not crazy when I knew I wasn't crazy.
Right.
The
visuals make it so much better, but it's still funny with just the audio. That's the best part. He's talking about like wild, like ox or something, or boars like running off the side of a cliff. I found the whole clip to that. It's so funny.
And this is like two different interviews. Like, you gotta stop. These are two separate like podcast interviews, right?
Yeah, they just clipped them together, but it makes it so good.
When I knew I wasn't crazy. Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, they just did a new one with like Cat Williams where it was just awkwardly edited.
Speaking of people or things making weird noises at weird times, amazing transition into my first story. I was in Walmart, okay?
I already know where this is going.
And I had to take a little tinkle, okay? As one does. So immediately I get into Walmart. Before I do my shopping, I hit up the good old men's room. Go in there like nothing. There's a man behind me walking in as well.
Oh, geez.
So I pick
scary
a urinal, okay? My urinal, I claimed it. This guy walked up to me, pushed me, and said, no, I want that one. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
and we got
gosh.
A full-on brawl in the Walmart bath. That would have been a better story. And he walked at me and just went, no, but I walk up, unzip my pantaloons and relieve myself. This other guy is two urinals down. I hear him unzip his pants. He just goes, he unzipped his pants and he goes, oh, fuck. And I was like,
oh my God.
What? He was exasperated. It was one of the most exasperated, oh, fucks I've ever heard.
All right, first
off. And this man is in like his late 50s, maybe early 60s. And I'm like, is this what it means to be old?
First off, we need to get one thing straight. You can make fun of retarded people all you want now. You do not make fun of an old man who's got an issue peeing. That is embarrassing.
No, dude. There was nothing wrong with him. He was a little overweight, like, but not like obese. It was just like a little chubby, like nothing crazy by any means, but just a normal guy, late 50s, early 60s. And I'm like, is that what it's going to be? When I turn 60, I can't unzip my pants and pull up my little pecker without going, oh, fuck. And then...
you know what? I hope when you're 50, your urethra shrivels up into nothing.
And then he starts pissing, and he starts to make a sound like he's about to cry as he starts pissing. He's like... I just hear him go like... I was like, yo, I gotta get out of here.
Oh, God, I'm peeing.
It was... But it was... But then I start washing my hands. He zipped up his pants, looks all normal, and goes to wash his hands. And I'm like, is that what peeing is like when you're
16? I'm sorry. I would have walked to the other side of the store to wash my hands after that one.
It was wild.
I don't want to risk the chance of looking that guy in the face. I'm sorry.
Isn't it weird, though? Maybe it's just a guy thing. So all the women listening to this podcast, get out of here. This isn't made for you.
Yeah, you probably picked a bear, you jerks.
Kidding, joking, but maybe you can't relate. But I feel like there's two types of guys. There's the type of guy that goes up to a urinal, does his business, washes hands, and leaves.
Yeah,
and then there's
business.
The ones that love making noise. Because I've heard people doing that, but this one was just weird. But when they kind of like, they go up there, they unzip, they kind of give themselves a little bop, a little hop, like, yep. Ah, yeah. And they're like, they start peeing, and they're like, ah, yeah. And I'm like, why are we doing this? Why are we making all these noises? We don't have to. I'm right next to you.
You completely missed a third category, too. There's a weird...
The ones that just pull down their pants and shit in the urinal?
No, no, no.
Oh, sorry. That's just a weird...
That's just you.
First grade memory of mine. Did you ever have kids like that? I walked in on a kid taking a dump in a urinal in, like, the first grade.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, when I was young like that, I would have been like weirded out and told the teacher, but
no, now that you're 30 years old, that's totally normal. But if to walk into a Walmart bathroom and have someone
if I ever
in the urinal, no. I like how no. In first grade, you're
no,
like, that's
no, no,
weird.
No. But
if it was in first grade,
you didn't
I'd
let
be
me finish.
Out.
But I was gonna say, like, if I ever saw that, like when I was older, like in high school,
yeah,
I would have been like, I would have needed answers, or I would have like said, stop.
No, I probably would have walked and went, whoa, stop that, and walked out.
Yeah, I was like, look, you got to stop, but I don't want nothing to do with this.
Or I'd walk in and be like, nope, and just turn around and leave.
Anyways, the real third sect of people, the ones who want to have conversations with you.
Yeah.
That's a thing. It happens once in a while, and it's really awkward. I hate it. And it's like, I'm going to the bathroom, and even if it's just like going to wash your hands, and some guy pulls up next to you to wash your hands because there's two sinks in some bathrooms. And he goes, like, says something stupid, like, oh, it's crazy out there, huh? That weather. And I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Dude, I'm just trying to go to the bathroom, said, man.
My bathroom, just because my dick's not out and I'm not peeing in a urinal, doesn't mean that I want to talk to someone now.
I was a little tempted to lean over to that guy and go, you good?
Should have leaned over and been like, you got this. Come on.
Or I just should have said, oh, yeah, feels good, right?
No. And you have to let it out. You absolutely don't want to go, hey, need some help. Was he in a urinal or in a stall?
Urinal.
Okay.
There was a urinal between us, though.
Thank goodness. All right. At least that etiquette.
Or I would have caressed him on the back.
At least that etiquette was
I would have been like, you can do
respected.
It. Respected. Hey, man, you can do it. It's okay.
Yeah, you need a little when you're done, you need a dab.
Yeah, if you just
need a little paper towel for you.
Yeah, dab. I can. Ew.
Hey, women have to wipe afterwards. Sometimes guys should too, and sometimes you need a hand. I've almost
what?
Got Tyler. I almost got Tyler vomiting.
What? Okay. Anyways, I just thought that was an interesting.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I thought we should unpack it because clearly he was unpacking something and it really needed to be talked about.
Golly, it does not need to be talked about ever again.
I think I'm also misremembering this first grade thing of mine. I remember walking into a bathroom and there just being a full-on log in the urinal. I do remember that, but I don't think I saw him doing the dump, but I do remember walking in
as
when I was young.
Was walking out.
And kids love to just put their pants around their ankles to pee in a urinal. I remember walking in just seeing ass cheek of another 5-year-old. Luckily, I was also 5. So
that
guys,
is some serious...
don't come after me. Don't. If you take that clip and all you take out of that and you post it is me saying, saw the ass cheeks of a 5-year-old. So let's be clear. I was also 5.
Man, I'm going to clip it myself.
Now I have it saying it twice, and the second one was more exasperated.
Great.
So maybe
great.
I should.
Dude, that's called like fatherless behavior.
What?
it's just they don't have someone who knows how to pee standing up in their lives going, hey, look, you don't have to do that, son.
Yep.
Because I did that.
I was about
and my
to
dad
say
goes,
something that would have been very out of pocket. So
I
kept I
did
myself.
That once at the house. You know, when you're starting to get it, teach a kid to pee, and that's what happens.
You can't concentrate on holding your pants down.
Yeah.
And aiming.
It's a step by step process. But when
maybe he had a dad, but he went they were only
milk.
Through step one process.
He went for milk.
No, I'm just saying they've only gotten through the step one of the process.
Look, when you're in first grade, step three should be done. You know, which is wiping yourself. You know, it all should be done.
Yeah,
you should not be sending your kid off to first grade and them not knowing how to take a piss.
Wiping should be done. So even on your little pecker, just
even
like,
on your little
that's like tapping a microphone.
Can you
to
not
test
talk
it.
About a 5-year-old's pecker?
That's like tapping on a microphone to test to make sure it's working.
Just do a little with a paper towel. You just go. All
just
right, all clean.
It, just patting it.
Checks out.
Checks out. Look, no matter how much you squeeze or dance, the last few drops will stay in your pants. All right, moving on.
You don't dance like I do.
Dude, if you just give a full-on dance routine at the pee spot, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know if we talked about this on the last podcast, but it was the idea that people that are not from America say that Americans are uncultured. Did we ever talk about that?
I don't think so.
Well, if we didn't, or if we did, I'll recap real quick. One of the things that kind of like frustrates me is when people that are not from America say, Americans don't even leave America. They're so uncultured, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. They need to go travel and see the world.
Yeah.
They don't realize that,
I got an alarm going off.
You have an alarm going off on your phone.
Yeah, it's my laundry. I got to go switch it.
It's real professional. You'll switch it. Don't worry about it.
I'm homeless, so now every time I come to Max for a podcast, I have to do laundry. So.
And he says, yeah, $5. Anyways, what I was saying was people that are not from America say that Americans aren't traveled and all this stuff, and they don't realize that our states are the size of their countries. Yep. So us going like across country is like traveling
across
a quarter of the way around the world.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that. Like, it is completely culture shock to some people.
Yeah.
That's why whenever we don't go on holiday, we don't go to some other country.
Right.
And people need to realize that. But also, British people are weird. This is something I'm going to say back at British people. They don't know how to speak their own language.
Okay.
Like, they invented English.
Uh-huh.
But do you know what they call weird things?
What?
Guess what they call a popsicle?
A slushy stick.
An ice lolly.
Ew, gross.
Is that not weird?
I hate it.
Wait for it. Cotton candy.
Insulation.
No.
It's something...
Candy
floss.
Candy floss. What? It does not look like floss.
And it also makes it sound so unappetizing.
Candy insulation sounds way better. And here's the weirdest one I found. This will be the last one. French toast.
I don't know.
They call it eggy bread.
Ew.
I know, right?
I know there's eggs in that, but I try to forget it when I'm eating it. Is that something you want?
Eggy bread.
Ew.
Bro. You know,
there is a guy on like Instagram, maybe also TikTok, and he's an English dude, and he's come over to America. I think he lived here for a bit, but his whole thing is like mainly how
better America is.
Not necessarily how better America is, but he kind of has America's back. Like, he has a couple videos where he's like talking about exactly what you're saying. He was like, everyone judges America because they don't like, you know, there's a large percentage of them that don't even have passports. Like, over half of them don't even have passports.
Right.
And they say that they're not cultured because they don't travel. And he's like, dude, I came here and it's massive. And he's like, yes. You go to different states, people talk differently. There are different cultures in these different states. He's like, I understand it. So you guys, he's like, I have America's back. I totally understand after being here for a year. Like,
dude,
it totally makes sense.
I'm glad.
And he's saying it in an English accent like this. And I'm like, yes. That was a
that's
terrible
good.
Accent.
No, it's good enough. It's no Dick Van Dyke, but it's good.
Thanks.
No Cogni English or whatever it's called.
I remember when I called my Australian friend and he was on the podcast and that episode got deleted.
Oh yeah, but no one else does. Just me and you. That'll be between us. You know, our little secret. Yeah, man. Freaking. I think one thing I want to do before I die is just at minimum go to each continent.
Yeah,
except maybe Antarctica. Well, I could deal with maybe.
I've been there. To, I mean, obviously we've been to one. North America clearly counts because we're here, right?
Yeah,
I've been to three technically. I technically have been to Asia, but it was because when I went to Istanbul, Istanbul is split. The city itself is half in Asia and half in Europe.
Counts.
So I technically went, but I'm for that check mark box. I'm not going to count it just because technically I have been to three, but like. It was in one city, and it's more European.
No, it's like, I want to, like, if I'm going to do it, it's like, all right, we went to Japan, or we went to, like, Hong Kong, or we went to some cool like that. I think I would either go to Hong Kong or Shanghai.
Yeah, I'd love to go
if to, I go to China. To, I would to love Japan. To go to China.
But, like, yeah, Istanbul is, like, a weird mix of, like, European, Asian, and Middle Eastern, like, all in one, which is kind of cool. Yeah. But, like, I want to go to Japan, and I want to go up to, like the cherry blossoms and, like monasteries, are those more Chinese?
Monasteries are literally Japanese. I mean
I want to go where they practice some martial arts in Japan with the freaking cherry blossoms and samurais. Like that's, I want to go spend a month there learning like a martial art. That would be, that's like a dream of mine. That would be so cool.
You'd be learning
like kung fu. It'd be so sick.
Man, that is so like racist.
Wouldn't that be cool? Why is it no?
Kung fu is like Chinese.
About? Kung Fu is not Chinese.
Yes, it is.
Is it really? Yes. Do I suck?
Yeah, you do a little bit.
Dang it. Is
I want to go to Japan and see the Great Wall. I mean, you know, it'll be just so cool.
It is Chinese.
Listen, you want to know how I know?
Uh-huh.
It's because when I watched the reboot of Karate Kid, he wasn't teaching him karate. He was teaching him Kung Fu, and I got so pissed.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
I mean, karate is Japanese, though. Right?
I have no idea.
Karate.
I don't know. Let's
is
probably not make that noise again.
Japanese? I just spelled it Mapanese. Karate, like karate, like other Japanese martial arts.
Oh, it is Japanese.
And guess what? I have a black belt in karate, so suck my Japanese balls.
Do you really?
Yeah. You didn't know
Dude,
that?
Dude, that's so cool.
You didn't know that?
Man, I'm going to call you in a street fight.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when
That's
I was
good.
But a young boy.
But a young boy pissing with your pants down.
Pissing around my ankles. I mean, not... wait.
Man, that's messy. Ooh. No, but anyways, back to what I was saying. So I've been to Central America a bunch of times, but that's still North America.
Yeah.
So that doesn't count. So North America, check.
You know where I want to go? South America? If I can check that off, the place I'd love to check that off. No.
Where? Chile.
Patagonia? Which is in... Is that Peru or Chile?
I don't know.
Where is Patagonia? I think it's Chile.
That was Italian, by the way.
Where is the Patagonia? Oh, yeah. Okay. Patagonia lies inside two continents, Chile and Argentina.
Cool. Get yourself a jacket while you're there.
Well, because that's where like that originates from, like those mountains you see, like it's
Get yourself a jacket.
You look at pictures, bro. It is gorgeous.
I hear so, but yeah, that's why I was saying like Chile or Brazil. But I hear Brazil gets a little crazy.
I hate to do this to you.
Let's go to Carnival. Is Brazil in Central?
I would love to go to a different country with you.
Are you about to say Brazil's in Central or something?
No.
Okay, because I was like, I know where it's at.
I would love to go to a different country with you. No, I was gonna say I hate to do this to you. I gotta take a break and go switch over my laundry, or I'll be sitting at your house
for
an hour and a half.
All right,
after the podcast.
Let me finish this topic, and then we'll do that. But I've been to Paris. On a technicality, it was a layover.
Doesn't count.
But I would love to. If I go to Europe, I think it's Italy or Paris.
I really want to go to Paris. If I had to choose between those two, and I'm a little biased because I've already been to Italy, I would say Italy. But now it's Paris
because
I haven't been.
Because you haven't been, yeah. But like
let's go to Paris together.
You're gonna go and be like, dude, Italy's way better.
Let's kiss on the Eiffel Tower.
Oh my god. Already been to Africa. That was cool. That being said,
you've been to Africa?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Technically, it's Morocco. It's a more Middle Eastern style country, but it's Africa.
I want to go to Egypt.
Egypt would be sick.
I want to see the pyramids.
If I go to Africa again, it's going to be like safari or Egypt.
I want to go to see the pyramids so bad.
But yeah, that's really all.
That's cool. I'm going to go change my laundry.
All right, let's go do that.
Well, that's the thing.
All right, sorry. Had to switch my laundry over. I do have another story, though, for you, which I think will be...
Tell me.
Which you should be very into this because I feel like it's all you think about when it comes to me is, oh my God, who can I set him up with? Because, yeah, I think it was the last podcast we... Because you know what's funny is I was listening to... I don't usually listen to like our last podcast, but for some reason I was listening to our last one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember why, but I was.
A lot of dicks, don't know why.
Well, that was not that one, but yeah.
I still couldn't tell you what that conversation was about either.
I couldn't either. Why did we say that? Is a lot of dicks don't know why an actual episode, or was that the one that got canceled?
It might have been the one that... It might have got deleted.
I think that's the one... Because we had two that got deleted. I think that was one of them. That was one of them. Dang.
That's sad because I want to know what that was about.
Dang, what a bummer. Well, anyways, you mentioned in the last episode too. But so I went to a restaurant with my mother.
Oh, you were on like a mom son date.
She was helping me move in.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards we went and grabbed food. So I went to a little place called Grazing Here.
Oh, yeah.
Which you hate for some reason.
Okay, the only reason...
It's so good. I don't know
what you're... It is good. The only reason I don't like it is because I've gone to it so much.
Oh, okay.
I'm just tired of it. That being said...
Tried everything on your menu?
That being said, their barbecue baked potato is the tits.
I've never had it.
Well, guess what you're getting next time?
The barbecue baked potato. I don't know if I can go back after this, though.
Uh-oh.
So I went there with my mommy.
Let me guess. You were checking out one of the waitresses.
Our waitress... Very attractive. I liked her.
Really? Did I guess that?
I was in love with her. No, yeah, our waitress was attractive. And so I was like, you know what? It's time for me to get some cojones, brother.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say get some with your mom there.
Nope. To get some balls and just be out there, you know? Just be brave and be like, hey, you know, hey, I think you're really beautiful. Like, can I have your number? You know, something. Just not in that way.
Yeah,
I mean, just not in a cringe way, but you know,
yeah, in a way, you know, a total normal way with your mom there.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the point. As I was like, oh, I can't do this with my mom here, and so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do. I don't care if nothing comes of it. Who cares? Left my number on the check. The classic.
Nice.
And I was like, why not? Who cares? I'm not ashamed. I did it. Never got a text.
You know what you should have done?
Now I can't go back. What?
You should have wrote 1 to 2 views the podcast.
At least if you're not, write a little message. Hey, if you're not going to text me, that's fine, but just listen to the podcast. You might be mentioned. Hopefully positively, but if you don't text me,
I think
me
you
got to
put your Instagram.
That way I thought I should have put my Instagram instead.
You got to let her stalk you a little bit.
I should have put my Instagram instead of my phone number. I thought about that after.
Or your Snap.
Ew. Ew.
I don't know.
Ew.
People ask for that a lot.
15?
Maybe.
I don't do Snapchat, dude.
Hey, well, Snapchat came out when we were like in high school. Was it?
Yeah, I started using it, but like back in the day I used it. I don't use that now.
I'm 30. Did it come out when I was in high school?
There's like... a certain precedent for the type of people, though, that ask for their Snap. You know what I mean? I'm not trying.
Oh, wait, I forget. It's like a way to send nudes to people.
Yeah.
I forgot that people use it primarily for that. I'm an old, innocent person.
July of 2011.
Okay, I graduated in high school in 10, so.
Yeah.
You were still in high school.
I just got into high school. I graduated in 14.
Ew.
Ew. Ew. Ew.
Why,
brother? I'm have you seen that meme?
No, I'm an old guy hanging out with some little boy. Come over here.
Well,
hey,
At least you're not talking about...
Let me tell you about my hairy legs.
5-year-old butt cheeks.
That's true. Pull your pants down and pee in the urinal.
Ew.
Well, boy.
That's a big meme going around. Now I have to show you.
Oh, great.
And everyone's
going to
cringe
we're
on the
podcast.
Take
time out of the podcast just so you can show me a meme.
Yep. Everyone loves okay, okay. That's not what
wow,
I wanted.
Wow, you just
that's,
got like some guy shouting
that's
some
not what I wanted.
Islamic passages
that's
from the Quran.
Here we go.
And I was really hoping he was going to say, brother,
He will. He will.
No, I mean that guy specifically.
He will.
It's that guy?
Yes. Listen, hold on. I got an ad.
Well, watch this be one of those things where he just talks about homosexuals.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
That's the whole thing. And you'll see, like, I've seen it a lot on, like, TikTok and Instagram and stuff where they put that in. And they have, like, you know, a green screen around him doing other stuff. And he just goes, brother, Anyways. Dude. So I tried, man. Tried to get myself out there. And through a very...
In the weirdest way possible.
I know. I'm sorry. I need to be more upfront, huh?
Well, also, me and you are probably very different when it comes to like the pond in where we fish, you could say.
What does that mean? Are you telling me that I have my taste is low class?
No, no, no. I'm one of the people who likes to like... I'm weird. I like to date within my friend group. Like, I like to have a relationship of...
I've tried that. It doesn't work.
Oh, I have. That's how I got married.
Well, it depends on how big the friend group is.
True,
if it's
true,
small,
true.
Riffs
no, yeah,
start.
For sure.
And let me tell you, I've tried it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not getting into detail on this podcast.
Well, I like to... it's one of those things where it's like, all right, well, if we just have a shitty marriage, at least we're good friends.
That doesn't always happen, though.
No, it does not always happen. Trust me.
In fact, most of the time it doesn't.
Not from me, but like...
And depending on how serious that relationship is, if you get with somebody else, especially if you marry somebody else, that person has to be out of your life. You can't say you're good friends with them, in my opinion. Like, you shouldn't keep around somebody that you were very intimately close with.
I think it depends.
This is great. We're having a relationship corner. Oh, this is a segment of
the relationship episode.
With okay. That's what is going to be titled if the segment's long.
Well, here's the thing. I think it just depends on how the romantic relationship ends is like the main, like number one factor. Because say you're good friends with this person. And you're like, hey, I would like to date you or whatever.
I would like to court you.
I would like to court you. Here's a bushel of roses.
Excuse it for me, if you do not mind. I would like to take you out on a date. I'd like to court you. And
I've given your father 3 hens, a goat, and a mule.
And if you're really good on this date, I'll give him a ham. 1 piglet, gutted and cleaned.
And please, I've bought this haberdashery for you. Yes. Anyways,
picked the feathers of the turkey, and I've made a headdress for you.
Let us go on a stroll on this moonlight evening. Anyways, what the hell was I talking about? I've completely...
Let us stroll around the castle.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yeah, you want to take the relationship from being friends to more than friends. I think that's fine. You know, if you both are, you know, willing to try it, I think there's a level of maturity with that in your friends. But say, like, how that relationship ends, like, if it's just like, hey, I don't think this is good, and you both are like that, I think that's the best way for it to end.
Yes, but how soon are we talking? Within a couple months?
I don't know.
Because you could go over a year and then be like, you know what? This isn't working. You're a great person, but I don't think this is the right thing. And then you split.
So I dated, three girls in college. The last one I married. So, the first one, I dated her for...
Did you give her a hen? What?
I can't.
A bushel of eggs, perhaps.
You say a bushel of anything, and it sounds like elitist. Would you like a bushel of rusty old cans?
A bushel of cans?
A bushel of tin cans.
That's how men should talk about drinking beer.
A bushel of beer.
Me and my boys are going to get around and drink just a bushel of cans. It will be a fine evening by a fire.
I can't tell if you're like old vaudeville. Like.
Old Stinky McGee here. Yeah, I'm here to talk to you about radio.
Ah, see?
Like freaking gangster. Anyways, all right. So the first girl I dated, it was maybe a month. It was super short. I think it was both. We were like, we had never had like a serious relationship before. So we were just kind of like, we're not cool with this. So let's just stop. And we were fine. Wasn't an issue. Still friends. It was good. The second girl I dated, really good friends. And we dated for about 6 months.
Is that the one I met?
Yeah, we were in a movie together.
Me and Mac met being on a movie.
But the way, and this girl was a really good friend of mine. I would still be friends with her depending on how this ended. Like,
it didn't end well. Spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, she cheated on me and,
that's not well.
No, that's not well. I think that is a big,
don't mind me. I'm just going to cheat on you with a bushel of men.
I laughed so hard I yanked my headphones out of the plug. No, but I don't think any relationship will end well, obviously, if that happens.
Nope, probably not.
But what are you gonna
unless
do?
Like you both cheated on each other and then you both kind of confess that at the same time, you're like, oh, thank God, because I did too, and you're like, oh, guess we both agree this isn't going to work. Cool. Then you have the even amount of guilt that cancels each other out.
You're a slut. You're a slut. No, you're a slut.
Not that I'm advocating for that. That's no, horrific. No. But
and also, if you find that your significant other is cheating on you, don't just cheat on them out of spite. It's a bad habit to develop. Don't do that.
Is that coming from personal experience?
No, but hey, I've never cheated on anyone, so I feel good about that.
Me neither. You want to know something funny, though?
I love funny things.
I love funny things. Please
tell me. Give me a bushel of funny things.
Let me tell you a bushel of my funny things.
You sound like old Greg.
Fuzzy little man Peach.
So, for some reason, it's not funny. It's not funny at all. I don't know why I use the term funny.
Would you like to hear something sad and depressing? I used to have these bad dreams, see? Where I was a slut, you see? I was a fucking whore. I'd get around all of the ladies all around the town, giving them bushels of feathers and bushels of roses.
I would have dreams. I ain't shitting you right now, brother.
Of?
I haven't had them in a long time, but I remember being in
relationships. Usually that happens when you're like going into puberty and then you get real embarrassed because you got to change your sheets afterwards. But
that was not what I was going
for. Oh, okay. Sorry.
In the middle of the night, I was not giving out a bushel of my cum. That was not happening.
A bushel of jizz for
you. Would you like a bushel of white pee? Yes. I'd happily change my sheets for you, madame. See, I'm a bit young, and I'm a little, I'm a virgin boy, so I can't do it legitimately, but if I have a dream about it, we're in the clear.
Alright, this is getting weird. He's going back to that five-year-old with his pants around the ground. Around his legs on the ground.
See, let me give you a bushel of shit in the urinal, see?
Okay. Anyways, this is maybe the most off the rails the podcast has been in a while. So, I have legitimately had make this clear, I've never cheated on anybody. I think that's horrible. I've had nightmares that I've cheated on somebody while in relationships. I think it's because like that's like not a fear of mine because I would never actually do it.
But it would be horrifying to yourself, even if
like
you were
the
person.
Like, they would make me feel like the lowest of low as a person. And so some sort of fear tactic thing kicked in where it's like, you want a nightmare? You're a piece of shit. And I'm like, no! I woke up like, ah, so scary!
So self-deprecating. No.
Yeah, it was weird, but I would have those.
What are you scared of in the dream? Just out of curiosity, you're scared like, oh no, look, what have I done? Or oh no, am I gonna get caught?
Well, we're getting deep.
Going into your psyche.
It really wasn't that I was worried about being a bad person or even worried about getting caught. It was just the fact that I was spreading my flower too thin. And honestly, like, if I want a really strong, you know, like, offspring, I got to be saving it for the right one.
Right, you don't want to waste it.
Yeah, I can't just be flowering out and about. Like, that's absurd. Come on.
I can't believe you're saying that.
I only have so much in a bushel.
I only have a bushel of flowers.
So, no, it wasn't the cot. It was like, it would happen in my dream and I'd be like, I can't believe I've done this.
Oh, geez. And just, no, yeah, I think I've had, weird, Taylor has had, I think, multiple dreams.
Of you cheating on her. So she wakes up in the middle of the night, hits you and goes like, I can't believe you've done that. You know, the classic.
I think she had one where she like, shook me awake and she says, I just had a dream about you cheating on me and I feel terrible. I said, oh babe, I'm sorry.
See, but that's a good way to
handle I'd never cheat on you.
That's what that's like good for her because a good way to handle it because she's like, I feel terrible is what she said. But you have those like,
oh no, she completely was like, I wanted to slap you.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously.
Awake. It was bad. It was not good.
But you have those, like, cliche, you know, things where, like, the woman's like, oh, I can't believe it's like, it was a dream. It's your dream. What am I supposed to? But no. I do understand it because in those dreams, the first thing I'd want to do when I wake up is be like, let me hug my baby. Let me hug my girlfriend.
No, she's had, like, maybe that a couple times. I've had it once. And I was like, I woke up like, where the hell did that come from? Because yeah. Dude, that's one thing. I'm very confident in my marriage.
I would hope so. You have a child. I hope so. For real.
Well, in a sense of like, I don't that thought never even crosses my mind.
Right.
I don't think about it. And when Taylor has brought things up like that, like her dreams up, I'm like, what am I doing, or what is causing you to have those thoughts? First off. That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
But it does. It's like human reaction. It's like you have dreams of losing things that you love, period. Yeah,
true.
So that's it.
But I've had to explain to her, too. I'm like, we'll be watching like a TV show where the husband is like struggling and trying so hard not to cheat on his wife. He's being tempted. And I'm like, I've never come remotely close to even the thought of that.
Yeah.
And I think maybe I should wear that as a badge of honor, you know? I'm good. I'm a good,
yeah. Let's strong. Praise you for doing what everyone should
everyone,
do in a relationship.
Everyone, look what I do, and just look at me. Look like at me in my bushel.
I don't know. It's just where do we go with this?
I don't know. We were just talking about like relationships ending and stuff.
Why
and was it? I don't know. We were talking.
Why did we get on to this?
Because you were talking to this chick, this waitress.
Ah, that's it. That's
and
it.
I like to date within my friend group.
I don't anymore.
Listen, just build your relationship on strong, solid stone. Don't build your relationship on shitty sand.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That one's free. The next one's going
to
cost you.
That means nothing to me. What does that mean?
Really? Are you being serious?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so your relationship, like, you want it to be a strong relationship out the get-go, right?
I know what you're saying.
Oh, then why are you asking? What does that mean?
Because you're saying, don't build it on sand. Like, I'm supposed
it's
to, like...
It's coarse. I hate it. It's coarse.
It's coarse. It's rough, and it gets everywhere.
The women and children, I killed them.
I tried, man. I don't know what else you want from me.
Dude. Don't worry, I got a girl for you.
Who? You just want me to be related to you.
Yeah, I do want you to be related to me.
Which would be sick.
That means you can come to family reunions.
I can actually be Uncle Tyler.
You could.
Instead of fake Uncle Tyler.
You'd be second cousin Tyler.
But I'd still be called Uncle.
Trudis.
But speaking of relationships, I went to a wedding this weekend.
Was it free food?
oh my God, it was such an expensive wedding. I had so much food. There was an open bar.
That's
great. It
was
incredible.
Well, congratulations are in order for you.
Thank you. So I went to this wedding, and the reception's like right down the hall from where it took place in this, like, so it was at like a winery.
Smart.
And there was like this event center with like ballrooms and stuff, but it was also connected to a hotel. So we're going, like, it's like all one building. Like, there's a hotel, there's like a cafe, yeah, there's like an event center, there's ballrooms. So sure, the wedding happens there. Right around the corner is the reception. And they're like, all right, it's cocktail hour, which means it's between the wedding and the reception. So there's all these like booths set up in this hallway and a bunch, like some small tables you can sit at or stand at. And there's like finger foods, like little tacos, there's sushi, there's tacos. There's sliders.
Oh my God.
There's charcuterie boards, there's stir fry.
Dude.
This is before the actual meal.
Is this a wedding or a freaking Golden Corral? What is going on?
It was amazing. So we had like everything that there was to have at the cocktail hour, and then there was drinks. And then we go to the reception, and there's a four-course meal at the reception.
Bro, I would throw up.
There was like a little appetizer. There was a salad. There was the main course, and then there was a dessert.
Is it like fancy small, there was two small desserts. Portion stuff?
No. The appetizer was. It was like a poached pear, all sliced up.
What is a poached pear?
It was like a wine poached pear or something. It's really good. So that was small. The salad, decent sized. The entree, a very big. It was huge. and then the dessert, there was two things listed as the dessert. I thought we got to pick. It was like a chocolate cake or like a vanilla cake with like strawberry cream stuff.
Dang.
But they came out with this giant plate of a bunch of like finger desserts, like chocolate dip strawberries, cannolis,
dude,
little tiny brownies.
You know I love a cannoli.
So there were two big plates of all these assortments per table. And at each table, there was 8 people at a table.
Let me pause you right there.
Yeah. Please do.
This is a squirrel moment. We had a D&D session campaign, and one of the things that they catered for us was a plate of cannolis.
Yeah.
Yo, that is the best finger food in the world.
Yeah, it was a good option.
I'm sorry.
Like I said, they catered for us. Like, we had these really fancy D&D sessions.
Did you see how many cannolis were there? That was fancy. And they're different kinds. It's great. Sorry.
We only do D&D
core
in the fanciest ways.
Yeah, that's a core. There was hummus. Core memory.
Chocolate hummus.
That was a core memory for me.
Was there chocolate hummus this time, or was that last time?
No, that was at my house, and you tried some.
No. There was chocolate hummus last time he couldn't come,
and
it was so good.
I wasn't even there. Jeez, yeah. All right. I'm definitely going to abandon my child for this.
Yeah. So anyways, there was two large plates per table of these like finger desserts, and we're like, maybe the other desserts, like something happened, and they got canceled, and so they had to do this instead. So I'm like filling up on these desserts. Songs start playing. People go on the dance floor. I go on the dance floor. I come back. There's the chocolate cake at my seat. They also had. So there was really a 5-course meal because there was 2 separate desserts. And it was incredible. So much food. Then we go to send off the bride and groom. You know how sometimes like they'll make 2 lines and they'll like throw confetti as they walk through or streamers or like sparklers. So we did the sparklers. So we're.
That's dangerous.
So we go. We go on this like grass, I don't want to say field because it's not that big, but this grass section, and there's like a bunch of grass and these stairs that go up, and they were going to walk through the grass and then up the stairs, and we form 2 lines holding sparklers up at an angle so they can walk between them. Well.
How many things caught on fire?
Nothing.
Thank the Lord.
So. Like I said, this building has a hotel connected to it, like a nice hotel. Like, it's a nice place.
Okay.
Next to this section of grass, this grass patch, there are hotel rooms. Okay?
Okay.
And on the bottom floor, right where I stood to hold up my sparkler, we're forming 2 lines. So where I was standing, my back was faced towards the hotel room. But if I was on the other line, I'd be looking at the hotel
room. Like the window.
Right. My back. And there was like a sliding door with a little patio.
Okay, cool.
If I was on the other line, I would be facing the hotel room. Mm-hmm. You got it? Does it make sense?
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Right where I stood in front of, I walk up to my little spot, and then there's a guy there. He goes, "Whoa, avert the kid's eyes. Don't turn around. Don't turn around." Yo, dog. I turn around in the hotel room, 20 feet from where we're standing. Speaking of relationships and love, these two people in this hotel room, while a wedding is going on outside, people are lined up, this bride and groom about to have this beautiful moment that's going to get photographed, were railing each other so hard, and everyone could see it.
Oh my God.
Dude, it was incredible. It was
really, it really set the mood for that night.
It was so funny.
They could feel the love from the wedding.
I'm going to get not super graphic, but we don't censor on this podcast. So there's a curtain drawn, but it's like a see-through curtain.
Oh, so there's like, oh, we want people to see this.
So we can see a silhouette with a little bit of detail. Like we can see some detail, right?
Okay.
So this man is flat on his back, getting sucked so hard.
Oh my God.
And dude, like you can see everything.
Dang,
dude.
He was getting grapefruited.
Oh, dude, it was redonkulous. And I'm not trying to stare, but I keep going.
Me.
I keep looking around being like, whoa. And I'm like, are they still? Oh, like it just keeps getting worse.
Someone really should have just knocked on the window and been like, hey, you get it. You there's kids out here, you stop.
So then they just start going, dude, then they're just really going at it, like, completely. And we're like, oh, my God. And there's literally, like, four kids standing next to us going, hee-hee-hee. And
oh
I'm like, no,
gosh.
No, you can't. Like, you can't be looking at this.
Oh, my gosh. With kids there, that's pretty bad.
But I don't think that they noticed because they were doing it as we were walking out. And then I turn around at one point and I see them kind of, like, stand up and look like they're putting clothes on. I think they realize. But I think the guy looked at the girl and said, no, 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 no. I don't give a fuck. Keep going. Like, I couldn't hear that. But because within 30 seconds, they were back at it harder than before. It was,
man,
dude, we were like dying laughing.
I need to know what he said.
And I didn't tell my friend who was getting married because I was like, this is his moment. I don't want to ruin it. I cannot wait to tell him after he gets back from his honeymoon. And this sounds disgusting. Because it feels like just a violation of privacy, but I wish I recorded it. Like, I thought about it during, but I was like, no, that's gross.
You should really.
But I wish I had recorded it to be like, yo, look what was happening right behind us while you were walking down the, you know, the aisle or whatever.
You should really just, when they get, did they have like a wedding photographer?
Yeah.
Get
her to take a nice, so that, crispy photo.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know that that'll probably take a week or two after they get back from their honeymoon. And just maybe like slide that to them like, hey, look. You should really tell the photographer you want every single picture of the send-off.
I don't think the photographer saw it, unfortunately.
Well, you don't know. There may be some evidence, some Bigfoot
style
evidence. But, dude,
we were dying laughing. And at the end, when we were all, like, walking away after the bride and groom had left, I turned to one of my buddies that was there, and I was like, yo, I'll give you five. Because they were all talking about someone's got to go knock on the door or something.
Yeah, someone should have.
And I was like, yo, I'll give, this is afterwards. I was like, I'll give you $5 to go knock on the door. He goes, $5? Walks over there, doesn't knock on the door, gets within like 2 feet of the window and just goes like this, gives two big thumbs up. The guy who's getting destroyed, he literally is like laying down, looks to the side, sees my friend give a double thumbs up, and just while he's rocking back and forth, just goes,
thumbs
just
up.
Give the right thumbs up. Dude, it was wild. It was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
It's one of those things that's not as funny to say, but in the moment. Dude,
I'm not
going to
lie.
Like,
I am very surprised.
At that point, we were like, oh, they know. They just don't care.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I could not do that. I'm sorry. Take my man card away from that. I don't care. On our honeymoon? We freaking had a...
I don't want to know. After the story I just told, don't start
oh,
with
no,
full on
not,
our honeymoon.
It's not that bad. We had an adjoining room. Like, I don't know what that's called, but it's adjoining rooms.
Where'd you go on your honeymoon?
We took a cruise.
Okay.
And then we went to Orlando afterwards. So we have a connecting room with some strangers. Obviously, when you aren't booked through the same people, you don't have access to that room. So they make it to where, like, the only way it's to get locked in is both people have to open their doors.
Right.
We did not open our door. And we kept it locked. We were, you know, doing what married people do. I was having sex with my wife. And all of a sudden, we just, like, they're partiers. It's a cruise ship. It's Carnival Cruise Line. People party on Carnival. All of a sudden, we just hear out of nowhere, "Hey, you guys want to party with us?"
They knocked on your door? Not from the front door, but from the adjoining door?
From the adjoining door.
That's wild.
And they were just like, "Let's get them to hang out with us. Woo!" And we were just like...
Was this on the cruise?
This was on the cruise.
That's hilarious.
And the motion of the ocean was happening. And
yeah, you're on a ship. We understand.
Yeah.
We're on, so
it's nautical terms. Yeah. You want to talk about something that gets you out of the mood is that. So, good for that guy.
Did you join them?
Well, they didn't join us.
Did you invite him in? We're already having a party. You can join.
No, I'm like, I don't want to talk to you, randos. I'm like, I'm on my honeymoon. I don't want to talk to nobody.
That's funny.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, relationships.
So, yeah, I watched two people get... just have the raunchiest sex ever during a wedding. That was wild.
Good for them.
Didn't think I was.
Good for them.
So that happened. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other things about relationships we need to touch on, because clearly we're the relationship experts here.
Make sure when you guys are uncircumcised,
oh God,
that you really clean yourself.
Never mind. You're right.
You can cause yeast infections. Jesus, it's not Christ. Good. And if you do, really get some antibiotics. It's important. It's not embarrassing. It's serious.
You know what we should do. We care about y'all. This is the relationship episode. We should take a relationship compatibility test between the two.
Okay. So first off, we were gonna take our autism test. We're not doing that. It's scrapped. I guess we're doing relationship test between me and you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh my gosh. Let's I'm see not what gonna happens. Show if, you my bushel.
We had a bushel of questions right here.
You're not getting my flower.
Okay. So I think there's a test here. Okay. Let's do this. Let's find out if we're compatible.
If we were gay, would we be good in bed?
As a couple, would you say that you share a common vision for your future?
I don't know. What's your vision of our future, Tyler? No homo. I guess homo.
Well, well, actually, when I think about it, super fucking homo. Honestly, be as homo as you can. Look, man, all I want from you, if I'm being honest with you, just be able to have a good time and just be able to laugh, but get deep when we want to get deep, you know? Just be able to
bro out. Oh, no, we'll get the deepest.
Just bro out, you
we'll
know?
We'll be so deep.
Okay, well, if you're deep, so we got...
And then sometimes we won't be that deep, and then we'll be deeper, it'll be, and then undeep and deep.
We've
deep,
got not no, deep, not deep, really. Not at the moment. We'll just see what happens. Mostly, yes. We don't have it all plotted out. Yes, we frequently talk about our future goals together. We're going to say mostly. We don't talk about our goals. We just talked about
taking a guy's trip.
That is true.
We talk about our goals. I've been trying to convince
you. I was trying to be realistic with this, and I was going to say mostly because we don't talk it much, but like we did.
I've been trying to convince you to do your kayaking trip forever.
It's true. That is kind of gay of you.
So much so that I was like, I'll go with you, and then I'll just jump ship it.
Yeah, that's
like right near our house.
That's kind of fucking gay of you. Good job.
Yeah.
All right, yes, we frequently talk about our goals together. Next.
We were talking about traveling. Where we want to travel to.
If someone asked you how compatible you were as a couple, what would you say?
Taylor already talks about how gay we are.
Really?
Yeah, but like, yes. No homo gay.
If someone asked you how compatible you were as a couple, what would you say? One, we're just rubbing along. What the hell? Wait.
Well, how fast are we rubbing?
Why?
Because that determines how long we're rubbing.
Why does the answer say we're rubbing along? If someone asked you how compatible you were as a couple, what would you say? We're just rubbing along. Holy shit. I guess I don't tend to give it much thought. Option two. We don't have that much in common, but we're okay for now. Three. Our relationship isn't perfect, but we're strong as a couple. We see ourselves as very connected and on the same page about things that are most important to us. Oh, man. This says, if someone asked how compatible you were as a couple, what would you say? I thought it was, what would they say? Because I was about to call up a guest and get an answer.
I don't know. What would you say? What would you say?
I would say, we love to rub it. So
we rub a long time.
What
does that even mean?
I don't know. It says we're just rubbing along.
Is that just like, it's not that serious, versus like the end of those answers are like super serious?
Is it okay that I'm Google searching rubbing along?
Yeah, what does it mean to rub along?
This is a British or English phrase. To live or work together in a friendly enough way. We managed to rub along together. I tried to go English.
We rub our bushels.
We managed to rub along together fairly well. That's what it says right here, is we managed to rub along.
Cheers, mate.
So this is already a gay test because it's from England. I would say our relationship isn't perfect, but we're strong as a couple, because you did bail on me last week. So
that's true.
For a stupid kid, I thought it was more important.
Baby.
How do your political views match those of your partner?
Fairly well.
I would say it's the best. We don't see
the greatest. We're making our relationship great again. I tell you.
As long as he's not like Obama, then I'm good because that. Never mind. I can't.
I love it when he sits on my lap. And he watches my hairy legs.
Talk about 5-year-old butt cheeks just 30 minutes ago. It's like day and night. We avoid talking politics. We scream our differing points of view at each other. We kind of do that on the podcast.
Different points of view?
We scream, but kind of like this. On a few things we match, but a lot of time we agree to differ. We have a lot of similar views. We have learned to respect each other's viewpoints, even when we disagree. For sure, that one, not even a question. Because we both like D-O-N-A-L-D-T-R-U-M-P, Donald Trump! All right.
There's my son waking up.
When it comes to religion, are there any points of contention? We don't really talk about religion as we know it, because it'll cause an argument. We can never agree on this and argue all the time.
Hmm.
We differ in some ways, but we try to make it work. We have very similar ideas and have worked to understand any differences, too. What do you think?
What was the second to last one?
We do differ in some ways, but we try to make it work.
I'd say that's probably pretty close.
All right.
I mean, I worship a rock, so. With the shape of, with like a demon face on it.
I worship myself because I'm the best. There's no one better than me.
They say I'm numero uno, and I am. I mean, everyone tells me.
I mean, people look at me as a god. How do you spend your spare time as a couple? We don't really spend much of our free time together.
We don't have spare time together. This is our spare time.
We argue a lot about spending not enough spare time together.
We D&D a lot.
We tend to pursue our hobbies separately, which works for us. We have a nice balance between shared interests and separate hobbies.
I literally could not answer this.
You know, I think
my spare time literally is this, and when we D&D, and then maybe a
couple
hours.
So all of your spare time is spent with me.
Yeah,
got it. Cool.
I prioritize you.
When it comes to finances, how does your attitude differ to that of your partner?
Oh, a lot, a lot.
What do you mean?
You're going to Italy, and then you're going back, like, dude, in like 6 months.
Hey, man, I'm in severe debt. I know we're a couple, but let's not start arguing now,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I would not go into debt for that.
Look, you're a little bitch because you've spent all your money on a little goblin, and I'm just trying to have fun, and I think if we saw more eye to eye, we could have a lot more fun trips together.
I bought a house and had a baby.
I thought we could have more fun trips together, but you're a fucking bitch. You're a bitch. I think we're going to end this relationship.
Oh, no.
We don't bother talking about money. We have pretty different attitudes when it comes to money, which tends to cause arguments. That one sounds like it's
like
a
right
winner.
Now.
We prefer to keep our finances separate, so we're responsible for our money decisions. We tend to agree on most things to do with money. We're in the habit of discussing. No. We differ. It tends to cause arguments, for sure. Okay, as a couple, would you say that you regularly share a laugh together?
Wait, what?
As a couple, you tend to say you regularly share a laugh together.
Absolutely not. Not really. We don't have a similar sense of humor. You're a nasty woman.
I'm the woman in this relationship? What the hell?
I think it's because I'm hairier than you.
You want to bet? Have you seen my asshole?
No.
That thing is a...
Only the few times.
That's a swamp, let me tell you. Our humor... Not really. We don't have a similar sense of humor. Our humor jars with one another. We actually often end up rowing instead of laughing.
Not rubbing.
What is rowing, dude?
It sounds like the opposite of rubbing.
We do have a giggle together sometimes and like similar comedy shows. We do have a jiggle together sometimes.
Sometimes we jiggle, sometimes we're rubbing.
We share a laugh most days and it makes us feel connected.
Pretty sure we laugh pretty.
Pretty sure we're pretty funny fucking guys, let me tell you. During the holiday season, how easy for you to decide whose family to spend Christmas with? Oh my God, let me tell you, last Christmas, this motherfucker was all about seeing the in-laws, and I didn't want to do it, let me tell you. I think that we tend to spend the holiday season away from our families because it makes life easier.
Bro, I wish I could do that. I wish. I have to spend them with every single person that I'm related to, and I hate it. Ugh. All right, Joe Rogan over here.
We tend to split up and visit our own families,
yes.
For sure.
Yeah, let's do that.
Fuck you and your family, dude.
My family sucks.
Here's the real question. How close are you when it comes to sex and intimacy?
Bro, you have no idea how deep we are.
We just have mechanical sex.
What?
That's an option. We're pretty passionate. It's the one area that's always been good to us. We like to hold hands and have a cuddle. Intimacy is important to both of us, and we've always made time to be close. Let me be honest, man. I love you, but not your dick.
Yeah, I don't like my dick either.
It's pretty mechanical, let me be honest with you.
A little robotic.
Let me be clear.
It's a little robotic.
I might be gay, but not for the peen. So it's pretty mechanical, let me tell you. When it comes to talking about raising a family, how similar are your ideas? We just muddle along. It's a real bone of contention as we differ about most things. We realize that we have to compromise, or we share similar values, beliefs, and parenting. I think your kid is kind of a piece of shit. Because he withheld you from playing D&D last weekend.
Oh,
I'm going to be honest.
I literally coughed so hard I almost threw up.
Wow, just like your kid did this weekend. Now he's throwing up. He can't make
you
play D&D.
Dude, you freaking... I can't... You came over, and within the first, like, 20 seconds, I was like, hey, look, I need you to watch my kid for, like, 10 minutes.
He hated me.
And then you... Yeah, as I hear both of you laughing and giggling and jiggling and whatever.
Don't say I'm laughing with a little kid, okay? That's not what I want on my resume.
You're laughing with a little boy.
And then with you, I'm laughing with fat man. So I got both bombs covered.
Man.
With the two of you, I can take out Nagasaki.
You need to stay away from Japan.
Just talked about wanting to visit. Can't do it anymore.
I wanted to visit until it blew up.
Now
it
your
sucks.
Kid sucks.
Shithole country.
Just like Nate said. I'm sorry. Did you staying home and not playing D&D make him magically better? No.
No, but when you have a wife who's so overwhelmed, you do that shit.
I think it's a real bone of contention. We differ about most things. Next. Okay. Oh, that's it? That's it. That sucks.
All right. Let's see if you're the man of my dreams.
Here's our our findings. It says you have similar beliefs and values about the important things in your life, from family and friendships, managing money. This has enabled you to create a strong and secure relationship. I hate this test. This sucks. Give me something more fun. All right, fun quiz.
Autism test. We'll end it on that.
About how your you and your partner animals.
What?
I don't know. What comes up? I don't know.
This better not take us to like, what Harry Potter house are you?
Which animal is your significant other most like? We're going to ask these questions for right. each other.
Okay.
Here we go. How in shape are they?
Not.
No, you're answering these for me.
Oh, you? Oh, you're in shape.
They're really athletic. They aren't athletic at all. They're not that athletic, but they try or they hate any kind of sport.
Oh, you're very athletic.
Oh, thanks, man. That's so nice of you. I love you.
Oh. Oh,
wow. Have you ever suspected that they've cheated on you? I don't think they would have. Ha! Don't make me laugh. No, they're super loyal. Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Ah, you bitch. You're right. I have. Sorry, I had to come out this way. Do they ever stay out all night? No,
yes.
But they stay. No, but they stay out late sometimes. They would never do that. They've stayed out late once in a while, or they do it all the time.
All the time.
You absolute son of a bitch. All right, here we go. Here's the real questions. How good looking are they? Here's your four options. They're pretty cute. They're kind of cute. They're really good looking. Really good looking if you like their type.
Can you see a D? Can I get a D4?
What is this? No, I need real answers. Am I pretty cute? Kind of cute. Really good looking? Or really good looking if you like their type?
You
need to be brutally honest with
me. What was the first? One more time. Go through them one more time.
They're I'll A, be serious. Pretty cute. B, kind of cute. It's kind of the same. C, they're really good looking. Or D, they're really good looking if you like their type. Which is a really nice way of saying they're fucking ugly.
They're ugly unless you're weird. Let's go. You have a charming features.
Uh-huh.
Let's go with the first one.
Pretty cute.
You're pretty cute.
Oh, you're fucking gay. All right, so
I don't know what makes men hot. So
that's not true, dude. I know hot men. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, I but it's not part of their face.
That hurts my feelings.
Or anything above the waist.
That hurts. Damn. Do they like to travel a lot?
All right, yeah. Don't even give me. They yes, love yes. It? Whatever the okay. biggest one is for that, yeah.
What would they want to do on vacation? Go to museums, see some nice restaurants, whatever I wanted to do, as in whatever you wanted to do,
yeah,
or go out to bars and clubs.
It's between the first two.
Museums, nice restaurants, whatever significant other you want to do,
no,
or bars and clubs.
I would say, I would think you're more of a. Are you a foodie or are you
I don't know. You're my lover. You should know.
I'm trying to well, depending on how much I love you. You're just talking about how much you love that awesome food at the wedding. So let's go with the restaurant one.
Thank God, bro. I'm a food boy. What do they like to eat? Lots of fruits and veggies, organic food, pretty much anything, fast food.
Oh gosh.
Dude. We got a lot to learn about each
oh,
other.
Oh, gosh. This is a hard one.
It's not that hard.
Probably pretty much anything.
Yeah, dude. I'll eat your child if you put him in front of me on a nice
I'll eat your
platter.
Asshole.
How many good friends do they have? They have a couple of good friends. They got one good friend. They have tons of friends. They don't have many close friends, but they hang out a lot with family.
Okay, what was the first one?
They have a couple good friends.
Couple good friends. And what was the last one?
They don't have many close friends, but they hang out a lot with family.
Oh, no, it's not that
Or they
bad.
Have tons of friends.
You have tons of friends.
Wow, dude, thanks. What do you like most about them? Their mind, how hard they work, their loyalty, or how fun they are to hang out with?
Oh, well, it's how fun you are.
Ah, shucks, brother. Do parents...
You're not loyal, though, bitch.
I have cheated. We've been over this. Do your parents like me, Mac? They get along. They don't know each other that well. They get along great, or they don't get along at all.
They don't know each other that well.
Dude, what the hell? Do they have a good job?
Think they've ever met you.
They have a pretty good job. They have a great job. It's okay, or nope.
They have a good job. Yeah. It's something you,
I have
you're
a pretty good job.
About. Pretty good job, yeah.
What do you guys do together? We hang out and talk. We work on projects.
Hang out and literally talk.
Go to places. Yeah, that one for sure.
Let's just get that time,
dude,
we went to the abandoned hospital.
This is a long quiz, so you just need to start rapid firing. All right, let's go. My God. Do they have nice hair?
Yes.
Thank God. It's gorgeous is what I'm putting.
Don't
it's
look
okay.
At mine.
Gorgeous isn't bad or meh, really.
Mine is not meh. Really. When you get to me, it's going to be meh.
Are they funny?
I wear a hat.
They're hilarious. They can be. Not really. Yeah, but they're sarcastic.
Oh yeah, but you're sarcastic.
I knew you were gonna say
yeah,
that.
Let's go with that one.
What movie would they like best? Planet of the Apes.
I literally just talked about that.
The Naked Gun, All Dogs Go to Heaven, or Guardians of the Galaxy.
You already know, just answer it.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Where would you two go on vacation? Jungle Safari. We just talked about this too.
Oh jeez.
Go to the woods, we'd go to the beach, or we'd go to a city.
Oh, Safari.
Hell yeah, brother. I want to get down and dirty with the lions with you, bro. It's the circle of life. How much do they like to swim? They don't like it much. They love it. They hate it, or they don't do it
love
much.
Love it.
But they're good. Yeah, fucking get me in that water.
Get me wet, bro.
What kind of bar do you go to together? An Irish pub? We don't go to bars. We go to sports bars. We go to a dive bar.
Pub.
Irish pub all the way. Do you two fight a lot? Sure, but we make up fast.
Oh my goodness.
We sometimes fight. We never fight. We'd fight all the time.
Oh, I guess sometimes. I don't know.
I think that's just in your own head, dude. That's your dreams you're having about me.
Yeah.
We don't really fight. You're just making it up. See, we're fighting. What's your life like in the bedroom? It's amazing. It's pretty much non-existent. It's okay, but it's got no complaints.
It's amazing.
Hell yeah. Do they like to? This
I'm
is way
power,
too in-depth.
I'm a power bottom.
What would they do to work out? They'd hit the gym? They go for a hike? They do home improvement projects? Or they don't work out?
Oh, geez. I've never really seen you in the gym, but that's because I've never seen you go to the gym. Doesn't mean you don't go. Oh, gosh.
Like, would I go for a hike? Would I do home improvement projects? Or would I not work out?
You're outdoorsy part of that.
Go for a hike. Are they good at finding things that you've lost? One of these answers is, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, go with that one.
If they needed a tree cut down at their house, what would they do? Hire someone, cut it themselves, they'd get someone to help them cut it down, or they would never bother doing anything about it.
You'd never bother.
Wow, dude. Level of education.
You don't own a home. I don't want to hear it.
This is what is their level of education? One of these answers is I have a graduate degree, which would be you. They have a college degree, they have a high school diploma, or the high school dropout
diploma.
How do you know I didn't go to college?
Because we've talked about this. You've gone to college.
Do they eat bananas? Do they like to eat bananas? This is trying to test if we're gay. We've got to the real question.
He eats one whole. He doesn't even chew it.
This literally says, for some reason, they love bananas. That's your answer for me? I'm calling it. What would they do if they heard a noise at night? They'd call the police. They'd go outside and look. They'd make a big scene to try to scare someone away, or they'd ignore it.
Give me that one more time.
They'd call the police. They'd go outside and look around.
Go outside and look around.
How many hours a week do they work? 40? 50 or more? 20? Or 20 or less?
20.
I don't like this, man.
Why? Is that true?
Or
is it less?
Have they ever been in trouble with the law? Just minor stuff when they were young? I don't think so.
No.
Of course not.
I don't think you've ever been in trouble with the law.
Does that mean I have to be caught by the law? Exactly. That's the question.
You were in trouble when you were trying to get across the border once in Europe.
What do you think, huh?
You've never been arrested or
just
anything.
Minor stuff when they were young. How much do they talk? They talk all the time.
All the time.
All right. Do they have a lot of toys? They have some. They have tons. They don't have a lot of toys at all. They don't have many toys.
You got some.
I got some toys. All right, we're done. Thank God. That took way too long. If I knew that. Oh, my God.
What are you? A bear? Ooh, ooh.
I'm a monkey.
Really? Man.
That's the picture they gave for a monkey.
That picture is the best.
Have a Lonicon with a monkey. They're intelligent. They do.
That is giving the smile like a donut face. Oh,
it's terrible, bro. That sucked.
All right, go for it.
That sucked. I'm speed running this, dude. All right. How in shape are they?
What's the one where it's like they do sports, but they're not in shape one?
They're not athletic, but they try. That's my answer. All right.
Okay, sure. I'm going to get Taylor to show you this video of me swinging the bat, hitting a double in softball.
Look, it's either they're really athletic or they're not athletic, but they try, or they aren't at all, or they hate all sports. That's a pretty good medium.
I'm not athletic, but I try. Do that one.
If you're ever have you suspected they cheated on you? Definitely. They stayed out? Dude, you're a hoe. Do they ever stay
my
out?
My flower.
Do they ever just a bushel. Do they ever stay out all night? They would never do that because you're boring and you have a family.
Hey, when we first met,
oh, bro, I'm going hard on you right now. How good looking are they?
With my hat hair.
Look, let me be honest, bro. They're really good looking if you like their
type. Like their type. I'm okay with that. No. I like that. For me, that's a solid 10 out of 10.
That's a 10 out of 10 for me, bro. Do they, honestly, if I had to pick for me, that's also what I'd pick for me. Do they like to travel a lot?
Hell yeah, I like to travel. I just can't afford it.
Sure. No, you like going to Disney World. That doesn't count.
No, I like going to Disney World because it's fun, but that's not traveling. That's just going to a theme park.
On a vacation, you're definitely going to restaurants.
Yes.
What do you like to eat? Anything.
Ass.
How many good friends do you have? They don't have many close friends, but they like to hang out with family. Next... I'm shitting on you now that you have a family, dude. I hope you know.
No.
I'm putting full dad mode answers into this.
See, when
this
I think of family, I think of like in-laws.
Dude, this
and
is
I don't
I'm full
like
memeing
that.
You on this one. You're a
That's
dad.
Fine. That's fine.
What do you like most about them? Fun to hang out with, I guess. Do your parents like them? Actually, my mom fucking loves you, so yeah.
I feel like I don't hang out with your mom enough for her to have an opinion.
Do they have a good job? Nope. All right. Do you guys
Bro, my job was all right. I dig my job.
What do you guys do together? Talk too much? Do they have nice hair?
No. No, absolutely not.
It's not bad, bro.
I'm not bald.
I'm digging the hair.
Trust me, I ain't bald.
Are they funny? They're hilarious. They can be. Not really. Yes, they're sarcastic.
Not really. I guess it's sarcastic.
Nah. I think you're funny. I'm gonna give you that one.
Yay.
What movie do they think of? Guardians of the Galaxy? Where would we go on vacation? Definitely a jungle safari. Do you like to swim? You're not allowed to tell me this, bro. I don't know. I've never seen you in a pool. So I'm going to go with they don't do it much, but they're good at it. I don't know.
I'll take it.
I've never seen you in a pool. What kind of bar do you go to together? An Irish pub. Do we fight a lot? Sometimes, because you got a dumb kid. What's your life like in the bedroom? Non-existent now that he's got a kid. What do they do to work out? They don't, because you're a dad and you got a kid.
Yeah, literally.
Are you good at finding things that you've lost? They have better things to do than to help me look. Like, take care of his dumb fucking kid.
Bro, I looked for a flash drive for you. I looked...
They need to cut down a tree at their house. You're just doing it yourself.
Fuck yeah.
Way too quickly and not going to look at where it's going to go, but you're doing it. Level of education? High school diploma?
Really?
I don't know what you did for your life.
Dude, I literally talk about me going to school for art.
Yeah, you didn't graduate. Do they like eat bananas? For some reason, they love him because he's gay as shit. What would they do if they hear a noise outside? They would... Make a big scene and try to scare it away with a gun. How many hours a week do they work? 50 hours or more because you're a fucking dad.
I know.
Have they ever been in trouble with the law? I don't think so.
I ain't never
bored.
Been caught.
How much do they talk? All the fucking
too
time.
Too much.
And do they have a lot of toys? Where is too many? All right.
They just buzz.
You're a beaver.
Yo, am I a fucking beaver?
Your significant other has a lot of common with a beaver. They're incredibly industrious and hardworking. Once they've set their mind to doing something, they never give up. Sometimes you wish they could chill out and relax a bit more. but you still always respect them because of their desire to succeed.
Bro, I'm
real question.
I'm a bushel of beavers.
Do I have autism? Do you want to take the autism test?
Okay, fine, but we got to end that one.
I kind of don't want to.
Okay,
is it bad that I'm scared?
Why? Who cares if you have autism?
Me.
Why do you care if you have autism?
This is actually something you can't
apparently a million people have autism and have no idea.
I know, it's scary.
I guarantee you I have it.
Is your friend gay test? Is your friend gay quiz? Holy shit. We're doing this about Nate. Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm down. I'm so down. Oh my gosh, I'm so down. You have no idea. This is great.
How does your friend respond to jokes or comments about sexual orientation? Nate laughs and engages positively, even shares personal experiences. Responds with neutrality or mild interest. Expresses disapproval about tasteless jokes, but appreciates good humor, or he doesn't talk about it. I think he laughs and engages positively, even shares personal experiences.
I don't know about that. I don't know how to answer that one.
I got you. Don't even worry.
All right, yeah.
There's only 10 questions. Okay.
Okay.
How does your friend behave around people of the same gender? Acts casual, comfortable, and natural? Appears friendly in a platonic manner, behaves neutrally without any distinctive preference, or he's very touchy and open with his feelings.
What?
How does Nate act around the dudes?
Well, first one?
Acts casual, comfortable, and natural.
That one.
Come on, man.
Well, he doesn't yet.
Do you think your friend is straight, gay, I'm still confused, or bisexual? I'm kind of confused. Next.
I made a joke that you said, come on, man, and you didn't even hear it.
How does your friend react to compliments about their appearance from different genders? He appreciates compliments regardless of gender. Blushes hard, especially when it's from the same gender.
Yup.
Acknowledges but remains indifferent. Appreciates compliments in a platonic manner.
Second one, all the way.
Blushes hard, especially when it's from the same gender.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. Do guys seem more attracted to him than girls? Hell yeah, dude. Did you hear the story about how he told us about...
about what?
About the one... It was about some gay dude hitting on him, and he had a whole joke about it with him and a group of friends.
Well, that's the only one I know.
And how they're
going to
get married, so that's clear. How does your friend react when meeting someone of the opposite gender? Opposite? He gets nervous. He gets curious. He's not interested at all, or never noticed. Hold on. I'm going to call Nate. I should have done this from the start. We got five more questions. We're going to ask him these and see if he... And we're going to have him answer, and we're going to see if he realizes it's a gay test.
You got to call her in. This is great.
I hope he answers.
Oh, if he doesn't, I'll be pissed.
Come on, Nate.
But I would not be surprised.
I know. I mean, he's pretty gay.
You know who else said an answer to that phone?
Who?
You.
Hey, man, don't do that to me. Come on, Nate.
You got to text him 911. Emergency
answer. He's still at work, it's... Hey, man, do you have a couple minutes?
I've got a couple minutes.
That's cool, man. You're live on the That's 1-2 Views podcast.
And that's 1-2 Views.
You still on That's Movies, brother? Because I don't recognize. That's not a real podcast.
No, I said 1-2 Views. I may have said 1-2 Views, but I call myself. So we're doing a little test right now, and we've me and Mac have already taken this quiz, and we're like, let's do it for Nate. So we're going to have you answer these questions.
Just five more questions you just got to answer.
Yeah, we accidentally did the first five, and we were answering for you, but we were like, let's call him up, and let's get his answers. This is the last thing we're doing, and then we're concluding the podcast. So you've made the finale.
Oh, perfect. I'm in the part no one will listen to.
All right, so
this is only for the real listeners.
This is an online quiz. Here's the question. You got four answers. It's just five questions. It is, how does your friend react when meeting somebody of the opposite gender? He gets nervous, is A. B, he gets curious. Don't know what that means. C, he's not interested at all. Or D, never noticed.
So acts like a bitch isn't a... That's not
opposite
there.
Gender? So you're telling me you act like a bitch in front of women?
Oh, it's about me. I'm sorry. I thought it said your friend.
No. This is about you.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're not our friend.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I either...
meeting somebody of an opposite gender. You get nervous. Right. A. B, you get curious. C, not interested at all. Or D, never noticed.
These are weird fucking options, because, I mean, it kind of depends on... It's not just, like, any person of the... Like, I'm never always just not interested. I'm never always curious. That's a weird...
He still doesn't know this is a gay test, which is the best part.
Curious, because it seems kind of in the... Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right, cool. That's one question down. Does your friend have a girlfriend? And by your friend, it's like, it's asking me, but I'm like, let's just have him answer. Do you have a girlfriend?
I am the friend.
Yep.
Do I have a girlfriend?
A, yes. B, don't know. C, no, he's still single. Or D, he seems to be uninterested in girls.
Definitely D.
Wait, uninterested in girls?
He said it.
Just generally, dude, they suck.
All right, cool. Next question. What is your friend's view on same-sex relationships? A, supportive and advocates for equality.
Right.
B, neutral or indifferent. C, accepting but not very vocal about it. Or D, accepting and believes in equal rights.
There should be another option there, I feel like. I feel like we're missing a pivotal option there of, thinks they're all going to fucking hell. Just kidding. I think.
All right, so neutral or indifferent?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right. Does your friend openly discuss their dating experiences or relationships? A, yes, with excitement and openness. B, rarely discusses or is vague. C, occasionally. Or D, avoids the topic entirely.
I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle on that. One of those second or third ones.
Does your friend openly discuss their... rarely discusses or is vague. That's one of the middle ones. That's what we're going with.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
How does your friend... This is the last question. How does your friend feel about discussing LGBTQ rights and issues in society? A, engages actively, expresses strong support. B, is vocal about discrimination.
Wait, no, I think it's saying against discrimination, right?
It just says is vocal about discrimination.
Okay.
C, acknowledges the issues, or D, has neutral views and acts indifferent.
Oh, shit, there's a fucking bunch of fucking ducks right there.
neutral views.
let's go with vocal about discrimination.
In a way that I don't think it means.
I don't think BuzzFeed meant that to be a...
All right. That was the last question.
All right. We're calculating.
Which celebrity am I most gay about, or whatever this quiz is?
So the result for the quiz that you took is, the results are, yes, your friend is gay. The detailed description says this suggests your friend probably identifies as gay. They are comfortable and confident in their sexual orientation, may actively engage in advocating for LGBTQ, celebrates their openness.
I gotta be honest, I don't think this quiz is very accurate.
You answered them, dude.
It's at least half accurate.
Yeah, it's at least 50%.
You're at least bi.
I feel like I didn't have all the proper choices I should have had.
There were only four and I read them all to you. To be fair, we did answer the first five, but... You're at least 50% gay.
Nice.
That's all, man. We just wanted to involve you in part of the cast since it's been a while.
And we miss you. So.
Yeah, thanks. That makes my.
Oh no.
We miss your gay ass.
So I literally looked up because we were doing dumb quizzes for like the last part of this podcast, and I was like, "Let's do one about Nate," and I just typed in, you know, gay. Like, is your friend gay? I did, dude. And I was like, let's just call him and see how long it takes for him to realize this is a gay quiz.
Oh, I instantly, like, when he mentioned it, I was like, yeah, this is a gay quiz for sure.
But what's interesting is the result popped up, and then I got a pop-up on my screen that said, wait, here's an interesting quiz for you. Gay test, am I gay? Quiz.
You gotta take a quiz, man. Pretty set in stone, I feel like.
We did. We were taking quizzes.
Yeah.
About me and Tyler being gay.
Yeah, we were trying to see how compatible we were.
Are we all good?
Yeah, I'd say we're pretty compatible, at least me and Mac. Yeah. You're just the third wheel.
Damn it.
Yeah. All right, well, it's been fun. I'm going to let you go, because it's getting...
Cool. We're going to try to survive this thunderstorm. That's about it.
Thunderstorm? Oh, there's also a quiz that says, are you gay? But in parentheses, it says, four boys only.
Four boys only.
Are they still wearing their pants around their ankles?
Require four boys.
Oh, dude, there's a quiz that says which furry animal are you?
Ooh.
Wow.
But it really says it's the fursona quiz, as in, like, what furry? It's your fursona? That sucks.
I'm done with this. All right, you guys have fun with this shit.
Goodbye. And that's how we have to get Nate on the podcast from here on out, unfortunately. Yep.
Get his gay ass out here.
I don't know where this went, but that was the relationship episode of the 1 to 2 View podcast. Thanks, guys. And that's it. I'm done. We'll see
again,
you next time.
Again, we are not experts. Please take all this with about a pound
that's
of salt.
Incorrect. You should take everything that I said very seriously.
We are experts. This is all fact.
This is all fact.
Especially that last quiz.
Yeah, Nate's very gay. All right. It's been fun. Goodbye.
Bye.